I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The nation's highest court has been moving away from the views and opinions of Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, this was demonstrated rather dramatically this week in the 5-4 Supreme Court decision that left in place a law virtually banning abortions in Texas. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Stephen Wolpert, a St. Mary's College professor of politics and an expert on the Supreme Court. Professor, thanks for your time. Let's start with the Texas abortion law. Roberts, a conservative on paper, wound up siding with a more liberal justice in dissent. Is that a pattern we can expect to see in coming rulings, do you think?
Well, on this issue, I think it's likely because he is more of an institutionalist in his decisions than a conservative. He is concerned about the perception of the court and the public's opinion and its perceived objectivity or neutrality rather than being perceived as political. So overturning a longstanding precedent, which is what the conservatives may want to do, would not be consistent with his view of the role of the court. But now he doesn't have enough votes to maintain that position.
So how do you see his role changing going forward?
Well, he still has ways to be a leader on the court. The Chief Justice always speaks first when they discuss cases. He always votes last, so he knows which way it's going. And when he's in the majority, he can decide who will write the court's opinion. If he's in the minority, then, of course, that doesn't allow him that option. However, he also can exercise his powers of persuasion through reasoning, which is what some chief justices have done very well. And he can also try to hold the court together in terms of being collegial and making soothing ruffled feathers and that sort of thing. So there are ways in which he can be a leader without necessarily being the swing vote. That's the big change here, is that he's no longer the swing vote on abortion.
Professor, as you referenced, Roberts has long supported this notion that justices should avoid a jolt to the American legal system, if you will. Is that a typical role for a chief justice? Is this something that sort of comes with the territory, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. Different justices have different ideas about what the proper role of a Supreme Court justice is, including associate justice as well as chief. So some are more willing to be active in pursuit of their legal principles. Others are more concerned with maintaining the status quo, and like this, to avoid a jolt if possible. So there isn't a single norm for the way chief justices go about their business.
So chief justice is no longer a swing vote. When you look at the composition of the court, do you see other justices taking on a larger role, having more influence?
Well, as soon as Justice Barrett replaced Justice Ginsburg, it was foreseeable that there would be a 5-vote conservative majority to revisit Roe. Now, what makes it a little complicated is that public opinion is still about, last poll I saw in June, 58% supporting Roe and only 32% opposing it. Now, it doesn't mean that the court has to follow public opinion. But there is a price to pay when the court is out of sync with the preferences of the American people. And so that is the kind of thing that Chief Justice is trying to avoid, is losing legitimacy in the eyes of the American people.
As some experts are pointing out, the vote on Wednesday was largely about jurisdiction and less about the issues around abortion itself. Do you think we can extrapolate from the breakout on this vote what we might see in additional abortion cases moving down the road?
Well, it's my guess is that they're sending a signal, the five who voted not to block the law pending its working its way through the courts, they're sending a signal that they're open to undermining or weakening, if not overturning, Roe v. Wade. Otherwise, they would have very easily have said, this law is clearly contrary to our existing doctrine on privacy, women's privacy, and so we should block it until we have a chance to see the case on the merits. The fact that they didn't do that, and it was really a very short, they didn't give much of a reason, but they argued that the plaintiffs had not sufficiently shown that they were going to suffer a harm. So maybe that means that as soon as somebody is brought to court by a citizen of Texas for allegedly violating this law, a lower court will declare that the law is unconstitutional, and then that will have to be reviewed all the way up to the Supreme Court. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Stephen Wolpert, thanks so much. St. Mary's College professor of politics and an expert on the Supreme Court.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.